Bedtime Bites presents The Blanket Fort That Brought Us Together. James was a quiet little boy who lived in a big house with his mom and dad. He loved to build things, especially blanket forts in his room. One day, while constructing his latest masterpiece, he heard a loud thump from next door. Curious, James peeked out his window and saw a moving truck. A family was moving in, and a little girl about his age was helping carry boxes. She had curly red hair and freckles dotted across her nose. That night, as James snuggled into his blanket fort, he wondered about the new girl next door. Would she like to play? Would she think his forts were silly? The next morning, James woke up early and went outside to play. To his surprise, the little girl was already in her yard, looking a bit lost and lonely. "Hi," James said shyly. "I'm James. What's your name?"
"I'm Sophie,"
she replied with a small smile. "I just moved here." James nodded. "Do you want to see something cool?" he asked. Sophie's eyes lit up.
"Sure."
James led her to his room and showed her his blanket fort. Sophie gasped in wonder. "Wow, this is amazing," she exclaimed. "Can we play in it?" James beamed. "Of course, we can even make it bigger." For the rest of the day, James and Sophie worked together to create the biggest, most fantastic blanket fort ever. They used sheets, pillows, and even string lights to make it extra special. As they sat inside their creation, giggling and telling stories, James's parents peeked in.
"Well, well," said James's dad with a grin. "Looks like you two have been busy."
Sophie looked worried. "Is it okay that we use so many blankets?" she asked. James's mom laughed. "Of course it is. We're just happy to see you two having fun together." That gave James an idea. "Mom, Dad, can Sophie's family come over for dinner? We can all eat in the blanket fort." His parents thought it was a wonderful idea. Soon, both families were squeezing into the cozy fort, sharing a meal and getting to know each other. As the evening went on, James realized something important. His blanket fort hadn't just brought him and Sophie together. It had brought their whole families together, too. From that day on, James and Sophie were the best of friends. They built many more blanket forts, each one filled with laughter, imagination, and the warmth of friendship. And every time James looked at the house next door, he smiled, knowing that sometimes the best adventures begin with a simple hello and a little creativity. As he drifted off to sleep that night, James hugged his favorite blanket close and whispered, "Thank you, Blanket Fort, for bringing us all together." The end.